The Gemara in Masechet Shabbat on Pezayin discusses a very interesting difference between the physical bodies of Yehudim and the physical bodies of Goyim. The Gemara says that since the Goyim eat shekasim urmatzim, since they eat reptiles and insects and frogs and lizards, etc., so that causes their body to be very hot. The Gemara uses a lashon habil gufayhu. Based on this Gemara, there's a very interesting Hatam Sofer in his Teshuvot. There the Hatam Sofer says that it's very hard to rely on any medical findings of doctors and their hypothesis and their theories, because most of their theories that are done on Goyim. And since their bodies are different, as proven from the Gemara Shabbat, so there's no proof that just because it worked on a Goy, that necessarily is going to work on a Jew. And therefore, you have to take their findings with a grain of salt, so to speak, because it's not so clear that just because one method worked on a Goy, will it necessarily work on a Jew. He says, of course, regarding questions of Pikuach Nefesh, of course you can trust them, because we have a rule, Safek Pikuach Nefesh, La'akel or La'achmir, however you want to say it, which means when it comes to life or death question, of course we'll take any opinion because the life is on the line. But that's just an interesting concept to show you how far this, we call it as Havdalah, this separation between nations goes. It's not only a concept because we dress differently or we act differently or we have a different set of laws, but there's actually a physical difference based on the fact that we don't eat shekasim urmatzim and they do. The Maaseh, just so we can say it was one thing in the Maaseh, the question would be today, if a lady went to a doctor and the doctor tells her that, for example, the blood jet that she's seeing is not blood of Nida, or let's say there's a wound over there and therefore the blood is coming from a wound, is a lady allowed to trust the doctor regarding the serious laws of Ilchot Nida? Hakam Avadya says that there was a time that only Shomer Shabbat doctors, religious Jewish doctors, would have a ne'emanut on these things. And a non-religious doctor that's Mehalel Shabbat or a Goy doctor would not have ne'emanut in certain cases. But today he says that we have cameras and all sorts of pictures and x-rays and machinery that can actually give a precise prognosis of what's going, diagnosis, what's going on. So he says these things eventually will become revealed. Today it's not a doctor's idea that he's saying. It's not conjecture anymore. Today you can see it. You can see it with with the technology. So today, if a lady goes to the doctor and the doctor renders certain blood Nida and certain blood from the blood of Makkah, even if the doctor's not religious, even if the doctor's a Goy, today there is ne'emanut based on the new technology that's available with pictures.